trick. Sergio Aguero. He's got it. That's a bugger. Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Andrea Iguodala was one sneak on. There was 3 points. Put it in!
Mario Götze got a hat-trick!
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
Bring out the buzzer. Buzzer! Oh, he blanks in the three.
Allen for three. Berry's in the horn.
Goal! Lionel Messi!
Superb goal from distance. Lewandowski shows exactly.
The lucky song chest. What a finish!
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship.
10, 9,
8,
7,
6,
5, 4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, welcome to today's Highlight Sports. I'm Jesse, love sports, love radio, so easy. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In Highlight Games, Sagaras and Claire are going to bring us the final match of the China Open. In Weekly 4C, Jade and Laura will foresee the game between Tottenham Hotspur and Aston Villa in Barclays Premier League. In Your Mum, Yvonne will take you to the tennis court and teach you some basic skills. And in The Great, Jesse and Bully will bring you the special events of 2014 NBA Final Series between San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. Now, let's kick off with World Sports News.
Don't feel like going home, but all my cash is gone. Yeah, I got nothing to do tonight.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Olive.
I'm Vivian.
Here goes some of the latest World Sports News happening this week. Let's first have a brief look at it.
Netherlands was kicked out of the 2016 France European Cup after a bitter loss to Czech at home.
Jurgen Klopp started his journey in Liverpool, ending up with a draw.
Novak Djokovic won his 6th China Open title over Nadal.
Guangzhou Evergrande defeated Tianjin 2-0, stepping up for their 5th consecutive league title.
Ma Long and Fan Zhendong qualified for the ITTF World Cup men's single semifinals.
Now let's check in detail.
On October 14th, in the last round of France 2016 European Cup qualifiers, Netherlands lost the qualification-decided game to Czech 2-3 at home. It's another ugly match Netherlands showed us, in which they were once down by 3 despite 2 fully goals in the end. Poor defense, messy attack, little teamwork, this team seems to have countless trouble to overcome. Finally, the only ranked 4th in this group, only to witness Iceland, Czech and Turkey, who directly qualified for the final stage. Failing to go on to the final stage, this might be the end of its era of golden generations, which Van Persie, Robin, Snager to move behind the scenes by degrees. It's obvious that Netherlands is going downhill after its highlight performance in last year's World Cup. After losing half of the 10 games they played, the problem of excessive reliance on the old is magnified. It seems that their young fellows are still not able to take the responsibility their predecessors left to them. And now a revolutionary road is bound to come. Wish them get back on track as quickly as possible.
Jurgen Klopp had his first Premier League show to get a goalless draw with Hotspur on road. As new manager of Liverpool succeeded to Rodgers, Klopp's first game against Hotspur is no easy task, but Hotspur has won 4 of the 5 recent matches. In this game, Klopp showed his patience just as he did in Dortmund before, though both sides have created few chances. You can see clearly that this team is more passionate and fierce, which is the very character we hardly saw before. Maybe Klopp's first step in Liverpool is not stunning, but steady enough.
World ranking number 1, Novak Djokovic won his 4th consecutive China Open men's single title with a 29 winning streak. In the final against Rafa Nadal, Novak showed great physical state, while Nadal has some trouble with his ankle, which seems to make this match more predictable. After seizing 4 break points, Djokovic won over Nadal with 2-6-2, setting a great record of winning China Open title for the 6th time overall. And this is his 8th single title this season, including 3 Grand Slams. No doubt that Novak's era is still long. You can find more details in today's highlight games.
Guangzhou Evergrande defeated Tianjin 2-0 away from home, with Ricardo Golas scoring 2 goals. Evergrande controlled the whole game and did not show any mercy on their opponent, leading nearly every statistic of the match. On another court, Shanghai SIPG got 2-2 in peace with Shijiazhuang Everbright, making them 4 points behind Evergrande. On condition that there are only 2 rounds left, Guangzhou Evergrande nearly had touched the trophy already. They only need 2 points in the last 2 games to win the champion, which seems quite simple for this team who haven't lost any matches for the last 24 rounds.
As for our traditional sports event, table tennis, Ma Long and Fan Zhendong have both qualified for the semifinals of the Men's Table Tennis World Cup. Just as before, Chinese athletes don't meet with big troubles entering the top 4 in table tennis this time. 27-year-old Ma Long will make every effort to win his second World Cup champion after 2012, but young fellow Fan Zhendong, born in 1997, will also try to challenge for his first big title.
And that's all for today's World Sports News, my dear audience. Thank you for your listening.
The next goes higher things. Thank you.
See you. Hello everybody, it's time for this week's highlight game. I'm Sageras.
I'm Claire. Do you know what is the most in activity last week?
Definitely the China Open.
So this week, we will focus on the thrilling final match.
Claire, who did you choose to support?
Novak Djokovic. I'm so proud that he won the title again.
Yeah, Novak Djokovic is truly at the peak of his powers.
The world number one administered a comprehensive beatdown of eternal rival Rafael Nadal, winning their 45th battle by a scoreline of 6-2, 6-2 to claim a stunning 6th China Open title.
Let's see what Novak can say to his fans.
Ni hao, first of all. 谢谢你们的支持，我爱你们。
The match extended 92 minutes and featured several thrilling rallies and games that tightened attitudes.
But on almost all the big points and at the most important junctures of the match, Djokovic was the superior.
Djokovic signaled his intentions from the very opening point, unleashing a string of potent groundstrokes and yanking Nadal from side to side along the baseline.
The first service break was his, and he was quickly ahead 3-1.
In the fourth game, Nadal struck a forehand winner with the venom of his very best. Despite losing the game, it appeared to energize him. He held comfortably in the next game and reached 15-40 in the 60s. Yet, still he faltered, mistiming 3 shots and helping Djokovic escape through a 4-2 lead.
The seventh game was a highlight, with Djokovic recovering from 14-0 down with some brilliant play to reel off 3 consecutive points. At deuce, the pair played out a magnificent rally that had crowned enthralled, with Nadal playing an audacious twinner lob that Djokovic smashed for an overhead winner. He promptly broke again.
Leading 5-2, the world number one scorched an off forehand winner to pocket the opening set.
Things went from bad to worse for Nadal in the third game of the second set when he hurt his right foot, requiring a mid-game medical timeout to receive physio treatment.
Yet, one feels the result would have been largely the same, regardless of the injury.
Djokovic showed no mercy, breaking shortly after play resumed and later touring with Nadal. Job shooting the Spaniard and lofting a volleyed winner over his head and out of reach.
The top seed surged to a 5-1 lead.
The only real struggle he faced came in the 8th game when serving for the match. The Serb saw 2 championship points come and go, the second when he completely mistimed a 10th drop shot.
But when a third arrived, he made no mistakes and 8th out white capped a masterful performance.
Djokovic has now won 7 of his past 8 meetings with Nadal, a round that began right here in Beijing with a history in the China Open final of 2030.
Another year, but the same result, Djokovic reigned at the China Open once again.
Such great success couldn't go without diligence.
Here's what Novak said about the key to his success.
You rely on your confidence, on your self-belief, on your anticipation, on your hand-eye coordination, and all of that comes as a result of the work. Funny thing is that at age of 9, 10, 11, 12, we used to practice those short angles, those short cross courts. I met just a couple of days ago with my first coach, Yelena Gencic. She goes like, I don't see the reason why you have to be surprised with that shot when we practice it that much. When I was 7 and a half, she told me that one day I can be the best player in the world.
So many of our students are fond of tennis. Here's more details about their training. When and why did you start learning tennis?
Well, I began learning tennis when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I can't remember very clearly. At the beginning, it seemed very difficult, but day by day, by practicing, I can do better and better.
Okay, did somebody inspire you?
Yeah, also I was inspired by a really famous tennis star. His name is Roger Federer. I think he's really intelligent during his games. He uses his brain to win his opponents.
When and why did you start learning tennis?
I guess that the first game I have saw was between Lina and Safina in the Beijing Olympic Games. After that, I started learning tennis. Gradually, I fixed my eyes on Ivanovic and Radvanska. Another interesting thing is I saw the Japanese cartoon, The Prince of Tennis, was attracted by the cool play in this cartoon, so I want to play tennis.
Okay, well, and you know that tennis training is a very tough task, so how did you inspire yourself?
I think the most important thing is your mentality, because mentality may influence you to play the ball. So I always inspire myself in the court that when I meet someone who is worse than me, I cannot neglect him. When I meet someone who is better than me, I should spare my no effort to win the game. While I am behind the score, I will say, come on, loudly.
Similarly, to be a great player, first of all, is to be hard work enough.
Word came that Djokovic had won the championship again in the Shanghai Master Cup. For Novak, what a fantastic trip in China.
Here's this week's Highline Game. Thank you for being with us. Waiting for you next week at the same time for more. I'm Sagaris.
I'm Claire.
Coming next is Weekly for C. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Jade.
I'm Lara. Glad to see you all, and this is my first appearance this term.
Yep, I'm also glad to see you. And please make a self-introduction to our dearest audience.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lara. I'm from TV school, and I major in TV photography. I hope to give you guys some interesting programs.
So, you are a big fan of Messi?
Of course, yes.
Then you must be very grieved to hear that he is out injured.
Just stop telling me that again, okay? This news still breaks my heart.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, my friend. So let's just pray for this wonderful player and back to our point.
You're right. Today we're gonna focus on the Premier League.
The game between Aston Villa and Tottenham Hotspur on November 3rd.
I remember that you are a Gunner.
Of course, yes. So I just can't help keep a watchful eye on our enemy.
It's okay, just like me, I always watch Real Madrid's game too. Know yourself and know your enemy, you will win every war. So, which team do you think will win this game?
Honestly, I can't deny that Tottenham did a quite good job this season. They haven't tasted the flavor of losing for the last 7 rounds. And their rising superstar, Harry Kane, seems to have got out of the low state at the beginning of the season.
And after giving Man City a strong hit by 4-1, everything seems to get back on the track.
Yep, the game was quite astonishing. Tottenham come back from 1-0 down at halftime and win the game. And they sat in the first place last season, where Aston Villa was only 17th, so they might win Aston Villa easily.
It's true that Aston Villa's performance in this season is less than satisfactory, and Fabian Delph and Christian Benteke's transfer had weakened the team.
I can't agree more, and last year they couldn't win the FA Cup, even the Prince William showed up at the stadium.
Though the Prince is your fan, you still can't win a game, huh? But I can't believe that it's sustainable for Villa to stay at the bottom of the table. Just like their player Scott Skinclair said, they're eager to win claims, and they will gain the qualification of the FA Cup final last year. And all of us see that the Tottenham City fans still have lots of trouble. Maybe Villa can find a way to defeat Spurs.
You can be right, but Aston Villa haven't got their chance in the past 10 games against Tottenham.
Well, maybe they're just in lack of luck. Good fortune is a really important part of a game.
Luck itself is of no help, and lack of luck should not be an excuse to failure. In my opinion, Tottenham should win. They have better players, better skills, and they have home team advantage.
So, you're sure they can win definitely?
Yes!
Well, my dear audience, that's all for today's Weekly for C. Will Tottenham defeat Aston Villa at JSAT? Just watch it and find the result yourself. This battle kicks off next Tuesday, November the 3rd. I promise this game will be fascinating, so don't miss it.
And who on earth will win this game?
That's just so we can see.
I'm Jade.
I'm Lara.
And next goes an interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, world. I'm not just any footballer. Mark my words. I'll be one of the best. And have it all. I'll be a beast. A creator. Uncontrollable. Untouchable. Legendary. These are not just my heroes anymore. They're my competition. I'll take from all of them and create something new. You might want to follow me. Don't. Create your own thing.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Yo Man. I'm your friend Ivan. Looking back on last program, we discussed the history about tennis. And now, please follow my footsteps to deep into technique and tactics. Unlike other sports, there are three kinds of courts in tennis. Officially, they are grass court, red clay court, and hard court. Basically, tennis is based on the first serve, the second serve, the receive, and the return. At the beginning, one player is allowed to have two chances to serve the ball at the serve area. The other should receive the ball at the receive area. If the player who served the ball hit the two shots into the net, it's called double fault. Instead, if he serves the ball which the other cannot receive the ball, we regard this kind of serve as aces. As is known to all, different players have different grips. Some players like Peng Shuai use her both hands, others backhand with just single hand like Herning and Federer. Some players use both hands when using backhand like Li Na. On the court, When a player uses forehand or backhand to hit the ball, which the other cannot return, these balls are called winners. However, if someone hits the ball off the net on their own, we call them unforced errors. In order to win the game, players will spare no effort to show their technique to avoid being broken by another athlete on his service game. Thus, they may drop shots to bring your opponent to the net, and then deterrent lap. This is what skillful players enjoy to do. As for baseline players, they may dip the ball to the baseline so that the rival makes some first errors. Well, let's go in the Fuzzy Yellow Balls lesson to learn how to use your backhands.
The first step of the one-handed backhand progression is to establish your contact point and follow through. Start by getting an acceptable one-handed backhand grip. I'm going to use the Eastern backhand grip, but you can be more extreme if you want to be. And get your contact point about waist high, a little bit out in front of your body. And you want your hitting arm to be basically straight. And then from here, you're simply going to follow through. So let's watch me shadowing this motion. Again, it's real simple. Here I am at my supposed contact point, and I'm just going to follow through, keep the relationship between my racket and my hitting arm the same when I follow through. Let's watch that one more time. Here's contact. Relationship between the hitting arm and the racket stays the same, and I end up in the follow through with the racket more or less pointed up at the sky. Once you've mastered the shadowing, now it's time to hit some tennis balls, and that's what I'm doing behind me. Starting at contact, I'm going to hit and then follow through. Again, it's a very simple motion, not trying to hit hard, just making sure that I work the technique. And when I follow through, the relationship between my tennis racket and my hitting arm is going to stay the same. So from contact, it doesn't change. I'm just rotating from the shoulder to point the racket straight up in the air. From the back perspective, you'll notice first that I'm hitting the tennis ball down the line. When you hit, you probably want to go cross court, but I'm going down the line just based on how we set up the camera. And again, I'm not hitting the ball hard, just pushing it over the net and making sure that I work the technique that from contact I follow through correctly.
Okay, this is the end of today's Yo Man. The final program about tennis next week, we are going to know about some famous players in the world. If you are an amateur, let's wander in the world of tennis. Stay tuned.
A good game keep us on the edge of our seat.
A great game makes us jump out of our seat.
It's not the first time we realize the glamour of the competitive sport. We may enjoy all the happiness when winning
and sadness when losing.
But through all the tears and joy, it's the time that we realize
it's the sport that we truly love. Welcome to our special event of The Break. I'm Jesse.
I'm Billy. Hey, Jesse, do you still remember last program when we talked about two great performances?
Yes, of course. Number 5, Lakers charge past the Raptors 118-116.
And the number 4 is the Klay Thompson, the great Klay Thompson, who scored 37 points just in a quarter.
Well, today we're going to bring you the game between New York Knicks and Charlotte Bobcats at number 3.
And also, San Antonio Spurs versus Miami Heat in 2014 NBA Final Series, when Spurs win their team's 5th ring.
We all heard about Madison Square Garden, which is thought to be the most famous arena on the surface of the Earth. It's situated right in the middle of Manhattan, with National Transportation Junction in the underground. The arena is right on the upper ground, with the headquarters of dozens of mainstream sports media standing around. Even the hand gesture a player made will be on the headlines, let alone a such big event like this.
When you talk about individual performance, the first image to pop out the New Yorker's mind may be that night. That night is when the starlight of the NBA lit up the globe. Tobias Harris scored 28 and grabbed 20 rebounds for Orlando. Eric Gordon made a game-winning shot for the Pelicans. Mirza Teletovic scored 24 in a quarter, and Kyle Lowry got triple-double. Chandler Parsons made 10 threes in a half, which broke the league's record. All of this happened in just one night, but there's a person who shined so bright that night that would make all the others faded in black. And of course, his name is Carmelo Anthony.
The cheerful voice from the crowd never stopped just from the first minute of the game. Because down there on the court, there's a guy who is standing in the spotlight and he is absolutely on fire. In the first quarter, Melo scored 20. In the second, Melo scored 17. No matter when and where he puts a shot up, the crowd would raise up their hands and of course, he made those shots. He shoot from baseline, shoot from mid-range, shoot from downtown, even shoot from mid-court when the buzzer sounded at the end of second quarter. That night, scoring is just as easy as throwing stones to the ocean. By the end of third, he scored 56 points with 76% field goal percentage.
Though Melo didn't play much in the fourth, he finished the game with 62 points and 13 rebounds, and never committed a turnover in the whole game. 62 points, which tied the record Kobe Bryant made in 2009, 61 by 1, and became the most points ever scored in the Garden. 62 points also set another franchise which renewed the record for the most points scored by the Knicks. Bernard King, one of the top scorers in the history of the New York Knicks, set the scoring record of 60 at the Christmas Eve of 1984, and this record remained unbroken until that night.
Amazing 62 points by Melo. And now let's focus on the 2014 NBA Finals Series.
Yes, it is the San Antonio Spurs versus Miami Heat for the second straight year, and the Spurs charge past the Miami Heat for the fifth ring. And, of course, great games are not always individual performances. Basketball is a sport with five players on each team. There are times when a player wins scorchy hot and get in the spotlight for just one or two nights. There are times when a player with great magnificent scoring ability would take the scoring title of being an all-star. There are times when a player dunk with authority and be nominated for the Dunk of the Year and the same image when talking about the NBA. But sadly, all of this won't brought you the championship.
Speaking of championship, you might link it with Kobe Bryant, who won five championships with his Laker jersey. You might think of Dwayne Wade, who brought back the Larry O'Brien trophy three times for the East Coast Miami. It might be Bill Russell, might be Larry Bird, might be the great Phil Jackson, who dominated the NBA with his triangle offense for decades. Yes, it might be true, but there's a crew, a team, a combination of dozens of people who has always been a major competitor for championships since 1997. And that team's name is the Spurs.
In 1996, Spurs general manager Greg Popovich fired the team head coach Bob Hill and hired himself as the head coach. Those Spurs don't turn into the team that loses, but a year later, they signed the greatest power forward in the NBA history, Tim Duncan, using their number one lottery pick. Since San Antonio getting to a road of contending championships.
Why Michael Jordan is thought to be the greatest of all time? Of course, his game is fun to watch, and you will be astonished by his layups, fadeaways, and dunks. But none of it made a difference until he won three consecutive championships for the second time. This works for the Spurs too. A team has been dominating the league for the past 18 years.
In June 15, 2007, when LeBron James missed the first chance to touch Larry O'Brien trophy, and his team got swept by the Spurs in a 4-0 series loss. He headed back to the locker room with his eyes staring out of nowhere. Accidentally, he ran into Tim Duncan, a 31-year-old who had just won his fourth ring. LeBron put a hand on Tim's shoulder. Congratulations. I hope that I can get more championship then. Tim smiled, hugged LeBron and said, "Don't worry, young fella. The future is yours." The conversation captured by cameras and sooner became well known to all. Everybody believed this to be a torch pass from one generation to another. It might even be the torch passing between the fallen Spurs dynasty to a rising Cavaliers. But who knows then, when 7 years later, still, LeBron meet his opponents for life, the Spurs. Though LeBron and the Heat went over the Spurs at his seven-game secondary battle. But isn't it a little weird though? For the same group of people who gave you the crown with their own hand, the litter coming right back at you to fight for the thorn seat that you're barely seated on, and not just for once, but over and over again. In this team, you're gonna see a 37-year-old James Duncan, who can play the ball the same way when he was 24. You can see Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, who put on great performance every night, like they always do. or even Matt Bonner, who has been sitting on the other side of the bench and has been waving towels for the Spurs for like 10 years. Where all the aging problems go. What about the so-called future is yours speech?
LeBron James is currently the best player on the planet. No one doubt that. In his series, he scored almost 30 points every game with over 60% of shooting plus 8 rebounds and 5 assists. When the Heat was down 3-1, he gathered all the Heat players in the player entrance, lifted a fist up and said, "Everybody stay together and follow my lead." Then he walked down the court with no look on his face. So he started the game with an 8-0 run, and by the end of the first quarter, LeBron outscored the Spurs. What an individual performance. However, it's the Spurs LeBron is playing with, and there's no way to beat the Spurs just by personal offense.
In the whole series, Spurs never stopped the ball movement, and there's hardly any isolation. Greg Popovich said on a press conference once, if a player scored more than 30 in a game, that would just be an action of selfishness. Passing has always been a part of genetic and has been there for years.
Though Spurs has a roster that is not changing very much, it doesn't mean their game is in an old-fashioned way. Due to the accelerating pacing of basketball game nowadays, more three-pointer shooters is now spotting up in the transition. To adapt the change, Spurs signed players like Danny Green, Patty Mills, even Tony Parker is now beginning to shoot three-pointers. Intelligence is the ability to adapt to change. Intelligence is the biggest credit for Spurs to have the consistency in contending the championship.
Once again, the Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions. LeBron James walks off the floor disappointed. Four consecutive finals, an extraordinary accomplishment for the Miami Heat. Only the third franchise to do it, but they fall short of their ultimate goal and lose in five games to the team that they wrestled it away from last year. In 2014, the best team in the NBA resides once again in San Antonio, Texas. The San Antonio Spurs secure championship number 5. And this one might be the sweetest of them all as they defeat the Miami Heat in 5 games.
Great game doesn't have to be exciting. It doesn't have to be up and down like sitting on the roller coaster. A greatness is recognized when they are not changing much and played in a high level. Maybe 40 years later, when we'll see penetration and some extra passes to an open shooter and hidden threes, maybe the first sentence to pop out your mind is, "Oh, that's Spurs basketball."
Congratulations to the 2014 NBA champion San Antonio Spurs for winning the 5th champion in 15 years and the 5th champion in their 40-year team history.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening. I'm Billy.
And I'm Jesse.
Okay, see you next week.
See you.
Cast, producer,
Jesse Wang Qian.
Broadcaster, Zagaris Chen Yuntao.
Vivian Gong Yijie.
Journalist,
Claire Wan Hongjia.
Yvette Li Yifei.
Yvonne Liu Siyue.
Jay Wang Lu.
Olive Yang Xin.
Billy Liu Haofeng.
Love Sports, Love Radio, CUC.